Hey y'all, welcome back to Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayan Mariah, and we are back here again with another Big Yarn production. Now, we do have my good friend, Koliana, here today.
Hey y'all.
Hey. They said hey. Now, today we'll be getting into all things motherhood, all things business, how they go hand in hand, how to maneuver them together, but also how she's dealing with it, especially because I know this is a new process for you.
Yeah.
Yes. Fresh. So fresh off of it. So talk to us a little bit about that, especially with you, you know, being a mother. How has your journey been, especially with you running a business and, you know, you being a mom?
I want to say roller coaster.
Okay.
But let me not misconstrue the word. When I say roller coaster, I mean up and down, because that's just life in general. We got off to a rocky start, you know, like just starting off as being a mom. But, you know, honestly, she helped me get it together. She, as in my baby, helped me get it together. She gave me that strength, that willpower. So, like I said, as it went down first and it went up. So I thank God for her. Just dealing with that, I'm fresh into the business. I'm a year in.
Okay.
So I want to say it's still very early, but very successful. And that's pretty much it. I just want to say roller coaster. And that's how I describe a lot of things. I know that probably was like a crazy word to say, but it's the most realistic.
No, and I love that for you. This is all about being real up here. And I think that that's like the perfect word, you know, for you to give it.
Definitely.
That's how you're feeling. Now, what is the business that you do for the people that don't know?
I do hair, ladies. Come book.
Come book with my girl.
Instagram at Coley's Touch. I'm located in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
What type of hair do you do as well?
I offer quick weaves, sew-ins, natural services as far as silk press, ponytails, and I also sell hair and have hair included packages. So check that out.
Yes, I did just see that. Those bundles look real
good. Okay, they tee, honey. They tee.
Are those the ones you wear?
No, this is actually my homegirl's wig. This is a half wig.
Oh, for real?
Yes, girl.
I've been wanting, my mom was actually just talking about, you know, getting one of those, but she wasn't, you know, actually she ordered it, but they just sent her the wrong thing.
Yeah,
but
honestly, transparent with y'all, this just don't have a frontal. This came as a frontal lace wig.
For real?
But I'm in the process of replacing it. I bought it, didn't want to put it on yet, so I made it a half wig, girl.
I know that's right.
Okay, but we gotta save your coin sometimes. It's okay to save your coin.
No, and it be like that, though. I love that for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Even though you are a first-time business owner, I know you also said that, you know, it's doing its big one, which we love, giving you all your flowers now.
Thank you.
Is you doing hair the only thing that you do?
This is yes, that's full-time? The only thing I do full-time. It was a pretty straightforward transition. I was in the home healthcare business. I was a PCA for a couple months, and just, honestly, I'm so big on doing what I love to do. That's why I feel like I haven't had a successful job until now, because it's something that I'm doing for myself and I love to do.
And I think those are like the best things to do, honestly.
They
like,
last longer, honestly. It's more long lasting.
And then doing something that you like to do, like I feel like you understand your purpose a lot more, you know.
Definitely.
Being
so you don't mind getting up, even if you're tired. It's like, I'm tired, but I love what I do. I love to make women feel good and just the vibes at the shop. So as tired as I am, I'm going to get my behind up.
Okay? I mean, that's why, especially on making women feel good. Like,
okay.
Period. What's the biggest learning lesson that you've been learning about yourself lately?
Giving myself more grace.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like our generation, or just our age group, we want to have everything so together.
Yeah.
And again, it's unrealistic to have everything together. Like, it's room for mistakes, because we're always our biggest critics.
Yeah.
And I'm beyond like the biggest critic with myself. So I just learned to give myself grace and give myself my flowers every time and immediately. And just, you know, try not to be so discouraged.
Has there been a moment in this season that has like really taught you patience, with that being said?
Moments like, as in like just going through breakups and losing friends and just wanting to figure out why these things are happening, and teaching me the most thing is to just be patient. And I'm always so in a rush trying to figure out things that sometimes no answer is the answer. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I want to say that's really the biggest thing, patience, honestly, and just letting the answers come to me and not questioning the things that happening or everything in my life, not question everything.
Okay. How has this season of life showed up or, like, helped your creativity with your business even more? Because I know, if, like, for me, different seasons of my life definitely teach me something. Like, even when you was talking about, like, patience, I'd be rushing to figure out things as well, or trying to, like, know what the answer is. I'm a person that's going to break things down. Definitely. And I'll break it down, and then I'll be looking, okay, so, like, now what do I do? Like, okay, now that I know this information, I don't want to sit in nothing longer than I have to. I don't want to, like...
You're so ready to move and be impulsive.
Exactly. So how has that been for you, especially, you know, with you shaping your creativity in a way?
I want to say this season, I actually did the opposite. Okay. Of, like, what we just said. Like, I just tried to fall back from trying to, like, having the answers. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just kind of fell back. This season, I let go of the wheel and genuinely gave it to God. I feel like this is the closest my relationship has been with God. And I think that's why I've been extra, extra, extra grateful. Because when you really do just sit back and just let the carpet roll out in front of you, like, divine timing is, like, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going with the flow, literally, like the water sign that I am, Scorpio season on the way. Okay. And look, we getting it done.
I know, that's right. I love that for you, actually, especially when it does come down to, like, a business in general. Like,
you have to have so much faith.
Girl, faith, we can talk about it. Faith, patience, all of that goes hand in hand, like you literally said. Like, you can't get no realer than that, honestly.
At all.
You need it for both of them. Especially, like, when I think it comes down to, like, nowadays, what type of people that, you know...
That you have to deal with.
Yeah. So, how's that been for you? So, that means you're going to have patience in everyday life.
But... Honestly, I kind of was a little bit prepared, I'm not going to lie, because before I actually decided to take on my own business and before the healthcare, I was an assistant for my homegirl, and she does hair as well. Oh, so, okay. I kind of got... to learn a little bit of the ins and outs, even, like, professionalism. So that's why I feel like coming into the game, not saying that, like, I know everything, but I know enough to kind of jumpstart.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Especially dealing with people, because the kind of person I am, I'm an open book and I wear my emotions on my sleeve. So dealing with people day to day, like, I keep using that word, patience has taught me that, because you're going to run into all different kinds of people, the good, the bad, the negative, the positive, the anxiety, the emotional. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
How do you go about dealing with that? Especially, like, you know, when it comes down to, like, you know, just taking on other people's emotions, like, while you're still doing your job.
Yeah. I have to put my personal feelings aside most of the time while I'm in the shop, you know, because at the end of the day, it is just business. And sometimes it's a struggle because I'm an empath. Yeah. So it's like, if someone does come in and my mood is thrown off, I have to kind of give myself that pep talk. Like, look, this has nothing to do with you. I didn't even start your hair yet, so this energy isn't mine. But that's really what it is. And off days. Taking those off days for myself really helped me be able to rejuvenate for, like, when I have a busy schedule, like, the next week. People really need a break. Like, and I feel like that's my biggest thing. If I had to work 7 days out of the week and seeing faces 7 days out of the week, I don't know if I would be as sane. I don't know.
No, I get that completely. And there's, like, different people's energies. Like, people don't play when it comes down to their hair either.
At all.
Like, can we talk about that? Like, people do not.
It's real strict.
That's a strict business to be in. Like, you're not playing no game.
Real tedious.
I'm not going to lie. Like, people, especially when it comes down to the service industry, I feel like my heart goes out to you guys. Honestly.
Definitely.
Because the girls get very mean. They get very rude.
It's a little uptight. And I get it. Yeah. Because when we want things how we want them done, we want them done. But it's like, just like we give y'all grace, you have to give the stylist a break. Because we don't know where you guys are coming from. We don't know y'all from a can of paint. Unless you're, like, a regular. So it's like, give us that grace and give us a chance to, you know, show you what we can do before you just be like, oh, I don't know. I'm already iffy. Because you have clients that do that all the time. Yeah. Or, like, look in the mirror.
I know.
Like,
I got homegirls that do,
like,
that.
Let me make sure she's doing my hair right. And it's like, girl, now I'm about to turn your chair around from out the mirror. Because you giving me anxiety.
Yeah. I think, like, we have to also remember that, like, the stylists are, like, people as well.
We're not robots, babe.
Yeah. Y'all aren't robots. And, like, I agree with me. I'd be the type of person to have anxiety. I'll just sit there and wait until you're completely done. You know, I ain't got to see nothing unless you show me and ask me, like, you know, hey, do you like this?
Right.
But I think people do forget, especially because nowadays, like, women are hitting the ground running. And I think a lot of times, like, people just forget that y'all have feelings too. Y'all have things to do too.
I'm glad you get it.
And I think it comes down to having your own business. I think that's the main thing. Yeah, people do not understand unless it's like really something that you're doing, especially when it's like when that's your whole business. You don't have no other job. This is
literally my life.
Yeah, that's it. And this is something that you created off your back from the ground up. People will not understand that
until they're in the position. Mm-hmm. Literally
from the support from type of like people that you deal with. You're a lot more considerate and just with people.
Wearing a number of hats. We have to be not only just a hairstylist, but your therapist sometimes. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? We're videographers, photographers, mm-hmm. We're customer service representatives. We're dealing with questions every day. You get what I'm saying? It's a lot. So yeah. I just mm-hmm. ask that y'all give us grace so we can do our job peacefully and get y'all,
Yeah, y'all the financial get advisors. Y'all right. You the person. Okay. We marketing. A number of hats. Yes,
heavy literally. On marketing. And exactly. That's content a whole nother job.
Exactly, especially nowadays when we are getting a lot of our clients and people that we want to meet from social media.
Right, it's a task.
It's a whole task. Y'all wearing a number of hats, so give them some grace, y'all. Now, there's certain hairstyle that's a favorite of yours at the moment.
Sew-ins, and it's so crazy because that's the longest service ever. It's mm-hmm. 3.5-4 hours, especially depending on how much hair they come in with.
But yeah, baby, honestly, I be trying to put in four bundles. Okay. Yeah, you put all of this in my head.
I wish they started getting more bundles because I love a good full look with the curls. Mm-hmm. But I want to say sew-ins because I think I fell in love with the process of watching it become from a braid down and just how flat mm-hmm. I get it. I'm just obsessed with that part.
I know that's right. Yeah, and I think that foundation means it's everything.
Key. It's
especially
key.
Over time. Once it starts getting old, baby, as long key. As that braid down good.
Hello, longevity.
Exactly. You keep that in place 3-4 months.
That's the goal. You paying for a big service, you want to be able to wear it out as long as you can. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I know that's right, especially with you just being into the game. I love that for you. Now, I do have a little game that I want to play with you.
Okay.
It's called Candlelight Confessions.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, we're going to confess a little bit. Now, it's basically just about you telling about your journey. We're going to play a little quick game. We're gonna make it a little fun for you now.
Okay.
I'm just gonna ask you a little question and you can confess to how you feel, okay? Would you rather lose all your creative style and techniques but still stay fully booked? Mm. Or keep your creative freedom but lose all your favorite clientele? So they booking 2-3 bundles and now you ain't getting none of the colors, you ain't getting none of the favorite styles that you get, that you can post. It's all black bundles.
I mean, that's a tough one because I love being creative, I love mm-hmm. when the girls come in with color. I want to stay true to myself and keep the creativity.
Okay.
I have to because I feel like that's what makes me me. Yeah. And that's what makes my business is being creative. Mm-hmm. I can't do the black and white. I can't just do the basic. I can't just for me.
I was trying to name out a really basic style for you. But...
Yeah. And it's a lot of them, it's the style itself is basic, a quilt weaving and so on. But I think mm-hmm. what makes it pop is the color, the curls, how they style it and how they mm-hmm. go about it, I think is what gives it that extra oomph.
Do you be and influence them to get different things?
I try. Uh-huh. I do. I try. But I try not to put too much pressure because, the girls want what they want and mm-hmm. I get it. So, but if I have a little time to sprinkle, or if I feel like I can do that, I will try my best because I love to try to get women out of their comfort zones because a lot of people haven't tried as much as they want to try because they are in their heads about it. But mm-hmm. I feel like getting it from a stylist perspective and just, hyping the girls up, that's what I just love to do.
Yeah. And I think, from being, because me, I'm used to, always being the customer. I can't do hair with the damn. Y'all did this, though.
And you ate.
I did this.
It smelted.
Thank you, period. So, I do feel from being the person in the chair, it's always came down to, having, really good stylists that has definitely influenced me to, girl, you should get this. Or, you sure you want this? You should get, the curls. And
right.
Stuff.
And
I'm like, go ahead. You can do whatever you want. If I trust you, baby.
It's a lot of them
do
that do that.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
And that makes me feel so good because that just means you just trust my expertise. Mm-hmm. Like, I love hearing that. Like, just, I'll be like, oh, I'll be going curl, straight, crimps, you do an add-on. Oh, do I don't know, like, but you know what? Right. Do whatever you feel. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make sure I do my big one when they say stuff like that every time because it just, right. Y'all trust me like that.
Yeah, literally, and do. I think the trust also just comes down to the stylist. Like, the y'all vibe. Definitely, yeah, the vibe. Y'all bring that type of energy. Mm-hmm. And if I trust you and like, your work look good, baby, do whatever you want to my hair.
And I will.
As long as I look good. Exactly. So, and then I like to give you guys like a little bit, you know, a little bit to play with. Because I know you'd be probably, you know, like I said, bored. You'd be bored trying to do the same thing all day, every day. If you want to try something new, go ahead.
Okay.
So we talked a little bit about the lessons that you have learned when it comes down to you running a business and, you know, motherhood and this new journey for you going hand in hand. And now I really do want to hear about, you know, life's challenges for you. So what has really stuck with you in this season of your life?
I want to say breakups, friendships, and mm-hmm. relationships. Okay. Because things like that be so unexpected. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I try to live my life not expecting, but I feel like in this season, that really stuck with me the most, just losing out on friendships and just all relationships, because I cherish them all. You know, friendships are like relationships to me. Yeah. It's more important than a boyfriend to me. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like that's the one that stuck with me the most. You know, things change, people change, and feelings change too. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to quote Drake, but it's a fact.
Yeah, I knew I heard that from somewhere.
It's a fact. I live my life with that, though. Things change, feelings change, people change, too. Never thought the circumstances would have changed, too. Really, though.
No, for real. Okay, no, literally. So, with that song being said, though, I was about to ask you, like, do you feel like there has been a change with... Because I know sometimes starting a new business, you lose friends, you lose people, you lose supporters. People start getting a little weird sometimes.
Definitely.
But also when it comes down to a baby, I think sometimes people also sometimes get like that. Has that been something you've experienced for people?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have, like, it changes your perspective. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it made me...
And with the business as well, too.
I feel like I've always been serious. I've always been told that, like, oh, mm-hmm. you don't know how to take a joke or you blah, blah, blah. But I feel like now that I have a kid, I take life a little bit more serious. Because I feel like I have a kid and this early on and just coming from the background that I come from, it just made me take things, like I said, more serious. I look at things a little bit deeper. Even when I don't want to, it's like I have to. You get what I'm saying? I have a daughter. I have mm-hmm. a... girl I have to raise, yeah, who's going to become a woman one day. So mm-hmm. I can't just take everything with a grain of salt anymore. Okay. Honestly, that's really the biggest thing for me. So, you know, as much as we like, oh, it's not that serious for me, everything is that deep now.
Exactly.
So
has it been a situation that has like compelled that out of you for us? That makes sense. Or like, you're
like I said, I'm a really emotional being. I'm a mm-hmm. woman at the end of the day. So like I said, I think the biggest thing for me was when I fell out with a old friend of mine who we stayed together. And I feel like that was my biggest decision I had to make. Mm-hmm. And not even just for me, but for my kid and just having them in a certain environment and just having them in the kind of energy, not just for that person, but because what that environment did to me. You get what yeah. I'm saying? It changed my energy a little bit. And I recently had a friend tell me that, you know, like when you're going through stuff, like it's not that hard to tell because you act like it. And that's my biggest thing. I don't want to have to act like that in front of my kid because I'm going through something. So the biggest thing I had to do this past summer was pull myself out of an energy that just wasn't there anymore, that wasn't for me anymore.
Yeah.
And solely because my kid doesn't need to see that or doesn't need to see me act like that, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't want her to see me like a gremlin all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, I get that completely. She deserves the best version of you.
Every time.
You're real for, like, standing on that, too, because I feel like it's so hard to make that decision.
It is.
Just as a person, as, like, a girl ourselves, I know, like, you know, we try to make sure that we stand on business about everything. Hello. And how we want to be treated and our boundaries. But it's also one thing to make sure that you're doing that for, you know, somebody else.
For
also.
A reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. For a reason. Yeah.
Definitely.
Sure. What's one of the biggest lessons that you faced lately that goes hand in hand with you being a mom and then also with you, like, you know, running a hair business as well?
The biggest lesson I've had to learn was just to put my big girl panties on. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's time to step up to the plate. No matter what's thrown at you, like, yeah. you have to be prepared. I feel like in this day and time and the way society is set up, you have to be prepared to put your big girl panties on.
Yeah.
I think that's just the ultimate lesson. Like, you have to be prepared for anything that comes at you. And that's why I said I live my life, I try to live it unapologetic and with no expectations. So that way when things do come my way, I'm just...
You're grateful.
I'm ready to take it on. Grateful for every mistake, every good thing, every bad thing. So that's the biggest one. Just learning how to put my bigger opinions on. It's okay to cry sometimes, but you also got to cry and get up. You get what I'm saying?
You gotta cry and make a change.
Cry for 2 seconds and then all right. You get what I'm saying? Because you definitely want to feel your emotions. You want to not ignore yourself, but you also have to be prepared to not dwell and just, like, come on.
Exactly. I know that's right. And I wholeheartedly agree, especially because they both do go, you know, hand in hand. How have you been balancing, like, responsibilities on that end then? Especially, you know, with the dreams that you are chasing.
Yeah.
You know? You're doing it for a reason.
I'm definitely doing it for a reason. And honestly, I've gotten a lot better at just being responsible, honestly. Just being... I'm a mom now and I'm a business owner. It's like I kind of have no choice because you have nobody to fall back on but yourself.
For
both of us, like she has to fall back on me and then I don't have nobody else to fall back on. Mm-hmm. So that's really the biggest thing is just getting it done. Like no excuses.
Do you think it's hard being responsible for somebody and then like...
just a little bit. Okay. You got to give us grace and especially just being young. And an entrepreneur, like, and just depending on what field you're in and how fast you're moving, like, it'd be so much money coming in. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, like, in the beginning, it was like okay, wait. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, okay, what do I do? And sometimes we have moments where you're irresponsible, but like I said, when you make those mistakes, you're supposed to be able to learn from them. So I made my first big mistake at being too happy, you know, spending money on friends, on this and that. And honestly... Not that I lost it all, but, like, when you actually sit back and realize how much you have lost, it make you not want to make the same mistake over again. At least I can speak for me. Like, when I make the first mistake, I'm so hard on myself. Like I said, I don't ever want to make the same mistake again. Because fool me once, shame on you. But fool me twice, I can't really put the blame on you. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? It's all about accountability and discipline.
Yeah, heavy on that. That's so real. That's such a real conversation to have, especially because, like, nowadays, it is so easy to just, like...
Get away from things. And and I feel like a lot of the times that the people who you surround yourself by also play that role in your life. Like, it can kind of make you get away from your responsibilities. And like I said, it's always about taking accountability and not to put the blame on other people, but you have to understand the position that you put yourself into and the space that you allowed yourself to come into. You get what I'm saying?
I think you explained that perfectly. I think the way you speak about your business and just everything is so real, especially because there's a lot of people that I feel like nowadays everybody has a dream of being like an entrepreneur. But
yeah, everyone wants to do for themselves.
Yeah, because we all have things that we like. And if I can profit off of it and do it.
Then why
not? Yeah, why not? And I feel like there's always like room to do that somewhere. So for you, I just wonder, like, how far do you really plan on taking, you know, hair? Like, what's, like, give us a little bit of a dream of yours when it does come down to
I mean, the biggest dream of mine is just freedom in every aspect. Mm-hmm. Like, financially, like, just everything. I do love doing hair, don't get me wrong. I started doing my own hair at 15. Like, me and my sister did each other hair. And I just feel like I love doing hair, but I don't want to be on my feet for so many years. Like, it's a lot of old school stylists who are still out here, like, 10 plus years in the game. And I love that for them. But with hair, I want to be able to somewhere down the line incorporate it with fashion because that's my first love.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? I haven't hit that point yet where, yes, but that's coming soon, though.
Not to cut you off, but that photo shoot you did was so bomb.
Thank you.
From Destiny's Child.
The inspo was fire.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And a lot of hairstyles are not incorporating that, especially like
With the spray?
Yeah.
I have to give a shout out to my best friend and the photographer, Reese Visuals, because honestly, they did their big one helping me with that idea. Like, I knew I wanted to use the can, but I'm always open to listening to other people's input. Like, I love that. Eventually, I want to get to a point where, okay, I'm behind a chair doing hair consistently, but I want to do hair and then be like, oh, hey, girl, I got an outfit I want to put with your hair. You mind if I do? I want to get to that point. Kind of like a mini arrogant tail a little bit.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
I'm not going to lie.
And I could see that
and
for you.
And I want to style the girls. I feel like fashion is a form of expression overly. And so is hair.
Look.
So I want to be able to give the whole 360. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, and I feel like that'll be such a good way to, like, also, like, put some content into it.
Okay.
Like, the girls need them. There is not a girl doing that. Like,
we need more of us out there, man. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
And I love how it is more of us starting to come, you know, starting
to, like, definitely coming.
Yes, like, period. I would have never known.
Everyone's having a wake-up call.
And you got to nowadays. I feel like that's the best thing, you know, that we could really do for ourselves. There's so many things that's, like, taking over. And we got AI. We have all of these things that's changing.
Girl, don't even get me started about AI.
AI can't do hair.
AI can't do hair. They don't got the answer, Sway.
Yeah, they can't.
They do, but they don't.
Exactly. And it's something they can't. They're not going to be able to get that therapist and get all of that whole
field. It's not authentic.
They can't sell no bundles in, boo. They can't sell no bundles in.
Okay.
So, yeah. You were going to eat down with that. I love that for you. So, I mean, would you say, like, it's going to be like a mentoring class? Would you like to teach people? Or you say just incorporate?
Just incorporate fashion eventually. And, like, even with the selling of hair, I want that to go super global. So, like, I'm not going to ever fully just step away from hair. But just as far as getting off of my feet and being able to just be like, okay, I done been in the game for such and such amount of years. Let me go ahead and elevate in a different area and just sit back. You get what I'm saying? Because right now is the hardest I'm going to be working for the next couple years. Like, I'm grinding. I'm trying to be able to get to a point where I could be like, okay, girl, you can chill a little bit. But right now, no chill.
I know that's right. Looking back at this journey of you being a mom and also running a business, what has been the most surprising realization about yourself when it comes down to all of this?
Oh, I love that question because honestly, I have the perfect answer. I think the biggest surprise for me was that I can literally do it all. And I think going back to when I said I'm like my biggest critic, I feel like I doubt myself way more than I should. Mm-hmm. And like, if other people are able to see the potential that I have, why am I not able to see that for myself?
Yeah.
So I feel like the biggest surprise was realizing how independent I could really be. Like, because, you know what I'm saying, being a mom and business owner and then now just moving into an apartment on my own, I seen that for myself, but I didn't really 100% believe that I could really be taking on this much. And then being successful and thriving in it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the biggest thing for me. Like, I've been in awe for about a month or two now, just because, like I said, I just moved. So I think that was the biggest surprise, that just, thank you. Just realizing that you really don't need anybody but you. Of course, you need people, but you have to believe in yourself the most. Like, people can see the potential, but you have to be able to see that yourself. And that was the biggest thing for me. That was the biggest shocker, really, me taking that leap of faith and putting that much umph.
I love that.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of people need to hear that, especially when it comes down to being a new mom. I know, like, me and you all sleep. Also, like, personally talked about, like, how you have to make that change, you know, when you are becoming a mom. I just want you to, like, really explain to them how has that change been for you, because I know, like, a lot of people try to get back to their old selves.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it's not about getting back to your old
self. It's not.
It's just about,
it's like you want to get back to you, but I think the biggest realization is that you're not going to get your old self back, because your old self wasn't a mom.
Mm-hmm.
My old self wasn't a business owner. I was an assistant. I was working. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you have to accept the new. Out with the old and with the new, and put behind the fear and the anxiety. Obviously, it's a natural thing to be scared when you're about to step into something new. But like I said, I think the biggest thing is I just learned about myself that I'm never going to get that me back, you know? But I really feel like I reinvented myself in a way.
Okay,
like a 2.0. It's really like a rebrand. It's like, it's like I said, that's the past. Out with the old and with the new. Rebrand yourself and pour into yourself. I think the biggest thing about being a young mom is a lot of us lose sight of ourselves, and we kind of lose ourselves in being a mom, which, of course, you're a mother first. Yeah. That's my motto. I'm a mother first, businesswoman immediately after, or baddie immediately after. But we can't forget about ourselves, ladies, at all. Mm-hmm. Because if we're going to be able to take on this job, we have to be, you get what I'm saying, ready for it. Like, our kid has to be able to see us be ready.
Okay.
That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So how's that journey been looking like for you? I mean, especially when it comes down to still doing things that, you know, you used to do or, like, you still like to do, but still being able to make sure that you're dealing with a business and a baby at the same time.
Honestly, it's been a little good, and I gotta give a shout out to my support, because without them, I feel like it would be a little bit harder. You know, everyone's situation is different.
Yeah.
Everyone doesn't have the support that I have, so I am super grateful for that. And just having those kind of people around me, not just to even look out for the baby, but even just reminding me of who I am, mm-hmm. and still, you know, having me out, or just still having me feel like me. But like I said, just a different version. So yeah. I feel like if you ask me what this journey has looked like, I just want to say it's been a blessing. Support is super, super needed. And I'm all for the single mom movement, because I am a single mom, but I do have the help. Okay. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's just the biggest thing. I got to thank my support system. With the whole, like, babysitting thing, I don't know what I would have did, child. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thank God for having my mom out here, and just having, even though me and her dad aren't together, just having her dad, mm-hmm. you know, still looking out and supporting, and just reminding me that, you know, you still do have a life, too. You get mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We got to be fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really just been the thing, the biggest thing. It's been the biggest blessing.
Was there any part of, like, motherhood that was kind of hard for you, especially with you, like, you know, maneuvering, just all the changes that you do go through?
The hardest part was not being able to have my baby at work as much.
Okay.
I want to say that's just been the biggest challenge, honestly, because in the beginning, like, when they're super small, it's easier to have them around because they're not really doing much but sleeping, eating, sleeping, eating. I feel like that's been the biggest challenge for me. I get easily soaked into mom guilt because mm-hmm. I'm always working. But yeah. I think the biggest thing that helps me keep going is that I'm not working for nothing. You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Everything I do is for my child. It's for the longevity and to have a set. You get what I'm saying? But I think that's just the biggest challenge that I face. It's mom guilt. I try not to feel guilty. And even like my clients, I have 30-year-old clients who be like, girl, like, that's normal. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But you know that as long as you're not out here not doing anything, you mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? But I would love to have my baby with me all the time. Like, if I could hire a nanny, I'll be like the Kardashians out here. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know, that's right. I know postpartum, you also talked about a little bit how postpartum shows up differently Definitely. For everybody. And how has that been, you know, that journey been for you?
I'm kind of glad that I was able to experience that, mm-hmm. that level of sensitivity and depth of emotion. Postpartum, like you said, it definitely looks different. I wasn't even aware that I was going through it,
yeah,
honestly,
that's what you told me
until my friends caught mm-hmm. me out on it. And that's why I said, like, you need people like that,
yeah,
because the wrong person would have took it so offensive, mm-hmm. but it was like, honestly, like, girl, no, sit down, mm-hmm. you've been wilding. You get what I'm saying? It was a lot.
Was it showing up for you, because I know everybody gets it differently, how was it kind of showing up more so for you?
Just the one I had, honestly, mm-hmm. like, just doing my research, because like I said, it comes in different forms. You got depression and then you have rage, and yeah. I've noticed a couple other things, but I feel like I had rage, mm-hmm. like everything was irritating me. Like, everything. It was, I don't know if you don't mind me telling this story, I would never forget. This is when I kind of knew it was, like, one sign, but I'm just like, maybe I'm just being, like, a little naggy. Yeah. Like, but he was, my child's father at the time, when we were together, I think she was about, like, 2 months, maybe 3 months, and I was heavy in the gym. I wanted to get back to myself. That was another thing. Like, I wanted to get back to that weight I had. I wanted to just tone it. I loved it, but I wanted to be able to love myself a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And he was making a protein shake. And I'm like, he was asking me 1,001 questions on how to make a protein shake. And it was like, the normal person would have never... a normal person would have never been like, you know, so I was like, oh my... You don't know how to make a protein shake? Like, yeah. It was so like, girl, it's not that deep. It's a freaking protein shake.
But that's sure what, you had it to the right. I'm had saying, it how you wanted to.
But it was never that deep. You know, yeah. It's how I went about it. It was like, I was so naggy. And I honestly, for the women out there, please give those men grace. And I say that with everything in me because we were young parents. Like, we had her at 21. Okay. And I'm about to be 24 next month.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mentality was totally different, and just as clueless as I was to even having postpartum, mm-hmm. even though I did my research, and I know that women have that, but he also, men, not saying that y'all don't need to educate yourself, but I feel like women definitely do have to give the men grace because we do be tripping. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. We do. I have to be real. We do be bugging. Like, we do.
Yeah. Are you from here?
I'm from Jersey, girl.
Okay. That make a little bit of sense. Well, I'm from Jersey. I knew it was somewhere up there. New York. Yeah, I was close to it. Period. Okay. I love that you talked about that, though, because you're right. It does show up differently for everybody.
It do.
It's one thing to, like, I don't have no baby or anything, but, you know, like, I think I want to know how to maneuver with my friends better that do have children and just, like, you know, myself and, you know, in the future because it means a lot. And
it definitely
does. If you want to have a business, like I know we was talking to you, was like your business is your baby, but like
definitely
I expect to have kids in the future one day, and I want to be able to treat them, you know, correctly,
proper
and know,
care
exactly
definitely.
And know what to expect, because I would have never thought that, like, I would have experienced, you know, like that guilt from, you know, being so deep into your business and your own dreams, but also me making sure that you're, like, you know, spending time with your baby and
definitely,
you know, being there for those
years. And it's
years.
Like with being a mom, like, as much as we try to prepare ourselves, because you have 9 to 10 months of pregnancy to tell yourself, like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do, this is how it's gonna go. And it's like, it's kind of similar, honestly. Being pregnant for 10 months is kind of similar to trying to fake plan your whole life out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Everything doesn't go as expected. So just like, you're, like I said, we have to give ourselves more grace. You're not gonna be the perfect mom. A lot of us are still learning, and our moms, honestly, are still learning as well.
They're just girls.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're just girls. We're just women with feelings and emotions, and it's a lot taking on
dreams too.
Dreams
exactly.
And having to love the next person unconditionally at that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's so real. Now, I do want to play one more game with you before we close out as well.
Okay.
And this is a little bit more deeper on a little, you know.
Hold on. Let me get a little sip.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me
get one.
Let's cheers this. Let's cheers this.
Now we're going to play Curse Breakers.
Okay.
You just want to break
it. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. So we're calling out all them curses that y'all can play from home as well. We're calling out different generational curses that we want to break for the next, you know, versions of our life.
Oh, I love
chapters
this segment.
Of our life. Yes. Me too, girl. What's a generational curse that you've been actively trying to break in this season of yours?
Oh. Like, that's what I'm saying. You ask some good questions. I'm not going to lie.
We gotta
I love
make you
that.
Think. We got to make the girls
you have
think,
to.
You
critical
know?
Thinking, because AI
exactly.
is taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh. But the biggest generational curse, because I love this question. Nobody really asked this. It's just like, and it's no shade, mom, at all. But I'm trying not to trauma dump on my child.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make sure that I'm actively healing. Because I don't want to give her energy or trauma and stuff like that that she, one, doesn't deserve, didn't go through, didn't experience. And I feel like that's my biggest thing. But because it happened to me, you get what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to have a whole redo with my kid, being that I had to grow up fast and early and just experiencing things that, you know, my mom didn't take care of, which is no shade to her because, honestly, she probably didn't just have the help.
Yeah.
But she kind of, in a way, was my help because it taught me what not to do.
Yeah.
It taught me the complete opposite. So that's the biggest generational curse that I'm trying to break, is just being able to love her gently.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very gently. Like, I get the whole tough love thing, but as an innocent child,
yeah,
as innocent as they are, why do they need all of that?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they're still learning, too, about life in general. So I think that's my biggest thing, is just making sure I'm not giving her a traumatic experience and I'm not making her relive a life that I had to live, because she doesn't deserve that. And I didn't deserve that either. So she doesn't either.
You're going to make sure that you do it, only because, like, I think the fact that you can even call that out just shows,
I think,
like,
that's super important.
You're self-aware, you know? So you're definitely doing, you know, the
dang
thing. Thank you. So all your flowers to you. And I think, like, for me, I think it would kind of be flipped, because, like, I don't have no child or anything, but my mom was a person that made sure that she didn't tell me things, that she made sure to keep me in a child's place. Like, I didn't watch Friday until it came on Netflix. Dead ass.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, you know, I just stayed in a child's place.
You know, being that, like, where we're from and her upbringing, it's kind of like, that's why I said I have to, it's no shade to
but
her.
But my
because
mom, she went through, like, she was the same exact way.
And that's good.
I think I'd be worried about myself because I'm an oversharer. And I
same.
Feel like I would get with a child, I'm not saying I would get with a child, even though you don't understand it.
I'm such an open book.
Yeah, like my cousins, I'd be like, I make sure to, you know, let them, I'm going to be the cousin that's going to give you the real, like, I'm
the
not
going
to lie
uncut.
To you.
And that's how my mom was. Like, she was always super cutthroat. And as hard as it was growing up, it wasn't that it was super bad, but just moments like that, like, when you want your mom to be a little more gentle, like, even crying, like, for instance, like, what are you crying for? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to cry.
Yeah.
And
so you get that out.
We gotta really get that out. But like I said, I give her the grace because she didn't have the best upbringing either.
Somebody,
and she really did do
her
best. And that's what always I just remind myself of, like, I'm doing my best. And again, I have to give her all of her flowers because she did the damn thing. I mean, right. Look what it made me today, exactly. Honestly.
The perfect person.
Hello.
Okay. So, to close things out, I do want to reflect a little bit on what you would tell anybody that's juggling, you know, running a business or their dreams, also with their responsibilities as well, especially in 2025.
Definitely, especially in 2025. I would definitely tell you guys, like I've been saying, I feel like I've been using this word a lot, grace.
Nope.
Give yourself grace. And also, the biggest thing is be grateful for the now. You get what I'm saying? It's no rush. A lot of the times we're either stuck in the past or too busy trying to figure out what our future is instead of being grateful for everything that we have now and just being patient because everything comes at the time that it's supposed to happen. Nothing is coincidental. Everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. So try not to get easily discouraged out there, especially for like entrepreneurs who are in the field that I'm in, as far as whether that's hair, makeup, lashes, anything like that. It's easily to get discouraged when we have slow months and things like that. But yeah. I think the biggest lesson I've learned, being that I had a slow month, I want to say in September, mm-hmm. because everybody got their hair done back to school for August. Okay. So September wasn't super, super busy.
I never even thought about it like that.
Exactly. It wasn't super, mm-hmm. super busy, but honestly, it gave me a chance to rest. Because a lot of the times, we'd be so busy trying to get this money that if our body break down like a car, how is it going to move? Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
especially that's your full-time business, boo. That's
full-time job, mm-hmm. and you're doing this every day. You definitely need to give yourself some rest. Yes. So I definitely want to tell you guys, give yourselves grace, be patient, and just trust in God.
Okay.
Trust in God because he's here. He's always here. He's always making sure everything's happening according to plan.
I know, that's right. So, looking at this journey so far for you, what's been the most important thing that you've learned about staying true to yourself, you know, throughout, you know, all of this?
But it's easy to get discouraged, just as it's easy to get away from yourself, being around all these mm-hmm. influencers, and just social media has a huge impact on a lot of kids our age, or not even kids, excuse me. People everybody. Our age mm-hmm. and just kids, just yeah. everybody.
Those
so
are the next people that's coming up.
Man. Literally, I just mm-hmm. want to say you don't know everybody's life behind the camera. So mm-hmm. just make sure that most importantly, you're just staying true to yourself. You don't know everybody's story and yeah. everybody is going through their own thing. Don't be easily persuaded. You get what I'm saying? And it's no rush. Honestly, the longer the process, I feel like the more stable.
You will become.
Yeah, yeah, the more stable, for sure.
And I know that's probably, and that's like the hardest thing to sit with. It's like,
that's why I said it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done.
You want life to change in like a blink of an instant.
Exactly. And it's like, you want life to change in a blink of an eye, which things do happen overnight, but not literally overnight. Yeah. But like I said, you have to, as much as we manifest, pray, and trust in God, you also have to put in the work.
Yeah.
You have to put in the man work. That's the first hand. Man-made work. You have to put it in at all times.
Period. Well, Coleon, thank you for coming up here today.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure to have you as well. And I feel like, you know, this is a message that the girls need, that everybody needs, especially if you plan on starting your own business or just balancing your dreams with the responsibilities in general. So I really appreciate your outlook on things.
And I hope I gave you guys a little bit of
banded.
Encouragement.
Definitely.
Words, hope, faith, because that's what being a girl's girl is about. It's not about sharing a post, liking a picture. Speaking life into people has always been my thing.
Okay.
So that's
Period.
What it's about.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
So you guys definitely follow Coleana's Touch, get y'all hair done, book my girl. I definitely hope to see you up here again.
Of course.
Thank you. And you guys can also look to find all of her information in the description down below and also on the screen here above. Also know, follow Lily her podcast on Instagram. Thank you. And y'all enjoy the rest of your day. Have a blessed one on purpose. Thank you.